Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB with DMV Stand Up, your weekly radio show. Sorry for the delay.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
What's going on? This is JB with your weekly radio show. We got some things going down pretty soon. As y'all know, next week down in Florida, you got the big race. You got Baldy's race. You got some more stuff going on in South Carolina coming up. Some things going on, new members hitting the page. We got over 2,000 members on the page now for the new year. Looks like DMV is going to be traveling a lot. So, and a new thing now that I've heard a lot about is that the boys are coming out more with the four-wheelers and the motorcycles. So, I mean, everything's opening up next year. I mean, it's not just car racing. So I think this is going to be a good year next year. I know that there's been talk about a race that's going down April 26th. In Pageland, and it looks like Metro Area Grudge and the DMV will be headed down to Pageland on April 26th. What's going on, sir? Is this Mr. Gene Stevens?
Yes, sir. Sure is. How you doing tonight, sir?
I ain't doing nothing, man, just, you know, cranking up the show, hearing some talk about the races next year, man, just checking out some stuff. It looks like it's going to be a lot of racing in the north next year, so that's always good.
Good, because I ain't going back south.
Yeah, I know. So how bad is the car?
It's just cosmetic. It's the front end, and it got up in the hood scoop. The hood, the front end, and the scoop, and it shot the radiator back just a little bit, but it didn't mess up any bars or nothing like that, no structural damage.
Also, I know pretty soon that most wanted will be right back on out.
Oh, I could probably make Florida if I really wanted to and had the funds.
Okay, but I guess you're just going to... You going to go up there and check? I know Kenny's going, right?
Yeah, Kenny's definitely going.
Okay.
Kenny's definitely going, and I know some of the guys are going with him, but I called Rick Jones, and I can't even get a front end for 4 to 8 weeks, so that's going to put me behind for a little bit.
Dang. Oh, Lord. Let's see who we got. We got a mic. I've never seen this number, so we got a mic open, 773-310-3080. Your mic is open. 773-310-3080. Your microphone is open. Who am I speaking with?
This is Raylo from Chicago.
Okay. What's going on?
I was just listening in. Is this Big Sham Show?
No, this is not Big Sham Show.
What show is this?
This is JB's. This is
JB?
Like the DMV.
Okay, I was just listening on because some of my buddies from Chicago told me Big Sham had a show on tonight. Maybe I'm on the wrong blog. I don't know. I was just listening.
I think the show you're talking about, I think it came on at 5, if I'm not mistaken.
They text me and say it's 7. I used to be old street racer. Most people in Chicago know me, but I was just checking in. That's all.
And who is this again?
Raylo from Chicago.
Okay, well, shoot, you're always welcome, man. What you street racing with?
This was years ago, man, in Chicago on the street. Some back half 69 Camaro. And your name is JB?
JB, man. Look, it's interesting that you call in, man. We got a guy from Chicago calling every week. I know you know him. You ever heard of the Smooth Criminal?
Smooth Criminal?
Yeah, had a he old school. He said he used to he in the G body. Said he got a 4-door G body out of Chicago. And whenever Donye and them travel down here, he's always with Donye.
Okay, where you stationed from? Where you at? Where you at?
We're in Virginia, Maryland area.
Oh, in the Virginia, Maryland area? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about no smooth criminal, but if you ask Donye and them anybody about Raylo, they all know me. Yeah. They was younger guys when I was doing a lot of street racing. Donye and them were even racing, but they was just putting around. The smooth criminal, that don't ring a bell with me in Chicago. Anybody in Chicago know me. If anybody raised any fans in Chicago, I know them.
All right? Yeah.
Well, I'm not smooth criminal.
Man.
No, I never heard of it.
I'm going to tell you, man, I give you all credit, man. I talked to a lot of people, well, not just Chicago, but Chicago and Detroit. You ever heard of Number One Slouch?
Yeah, I watch all y'all stuff on YouTube. I stay in touch. See, I'm really in the bracket racing now, but I stay in touch with everything going on. Yeah, I watch all of that. I'm familiar with Virginia Slim and
What about them damn horsemen too?
Yeah, I see them on there. I see them on there when I be looking at all that stuff.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for them damn horsemen, man. Them over, like you say, a horse will kick you in your ass real quick.
Yeah,
I agree with
like
you
a variety
that,
of cars, right? There's like a couple of cars, like Repo cars, and all them like horsemen or something.
Yeah, they got a back half car, and they got a Camaro. They got two Camaros, or three Camaros. Stock suspension Mustang. I think they got an S10 pickup truck. They got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I just recently seen some horsemen stuff maybe a couple weeks ago. I was playing around on YouTube.
We're looking to come out there, man. I heard there's a race out there next year going down, and also I know I talked with Monster. I think Monster's on here now. I heard that Donye is doing a race in Memphis next year. So we support that area too. We be out there, man.
Yeah, okay. That like me and Drag are very good close friends because Drag is from the I'm from the old school with Drag.
Okay. Hey, Monster.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Monster.
This man said he's old.
You know, JB, maybe what we could do is start taking, like, these seasoned guys and maybe let them come on and talk about some of the things they did to lead them to the bracket race and why they moved off the streets so we could always educate the people on, you know, and he could go back and tell them how difficult it was for him to race at the track. That's why he was in the streets, you know. He wasn't wanted to race at the track.
We couldn't race at the track when I was street racing. They wouldn't let us race at the track.
Yep.
They wouldn't let us race at no track.
People get upset, but they don't understand. The guys nowadays, everybody, it's a lot different in certain ways, but there still are some people that see things the wrong way, you know. And sometimes I'll get texts and stuff saying you shouldn't say that, but I have to be honest about the things I've seen in the 44 years of going to the racetrack, you know. So when you get a seasoned veteran like this who's telling you, you know, and I hear these guys complaining or raising hell about something, JB, I'm sitting there laughing going, they have no idea. Just 10 years ago, they didn't want you there, you know? And it's changed, you know, and thank God it has because it's a fair deal now. But, you know, I'm more concerned about Gene. I need to make sure Gene okay. Is he on the phone?
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Okay, good. Now, as soon as I know you well, we're going to be on that ass again. You hear me?
Man, I was good to go on the way home.
Oh, okay, good. I was worried to death about you. You hear me?
Nah, we talked over the stuff.
I had nobody to fight with.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are okay.
One of the seasoned veterans. There's nobody has more experience in drag racing, street racing, bracket racing, grudge racing, whatever you want to call it, than me and Drag in Chicago. If you speak of the name Reno in Chicago, there's nobody in Chicago got more experience than drag racing. I've been around it over 30-some years, right, with drag.
Wow.
So anything that somebody wants to know about street racing in Chicago or whatever, I'm one of the guys to come to. I was one of the founders, one of them, in the 80s,
okay.
In the 90s.
Okay. That's good to know. So you was now. What you was the other guy's name that just passed away out there? It was another guy. He just died not last year. They went to a funeral. Had a real big funeral out there.
Last year.
This year, sometime this year, he passed away. I hope one of the guys get on and educate me who he was. What's his name?
Yeah,
Sam.
Who are you talking about? You from Sam?
Sam or Stan, one of them two. I remember they were talking about him, and he used to, you know, he helped everybody. You know, he didn't care who you was. If you loved a race car, no matter a street car, whatever. But I'm not going to do no talking. I want to hear about you. You know, I want JV to take a few, like 15 minutes and put those guys, give them a chance to tell the world about what they did and the things they accomplished to let us know what we're doing now called grudge racing, you know. Because, I'm going to share a funny story.
Lay it down for me, man.
Hey, tell them about how you used to, what they call a break, we used to call it, you get the head start, the kick. And what it was, you would put the car out five or six and go behind them. And then once you passed him, he was able to go.
Now, I'm familiar with your voice when I was watching the Virginia stuff. I don't remember your name, but I know you was, like, hosting that race when Donye was down there.
Oh, yeah, I'm Monster. How you doing?
I'm good. Do you have a son, too?
Yeah, he was there, too. He was there.
Yeah, okay. I just be watching, and I remember they was at down in Virginia when he raced the Brown Brothers or something, is it?
Yeah.
No, that was that fool, Big Country. That was Big Country.
He raced another G-body, and Donye beat him, and it was at Virginia when he had took that trip down there.
Was it Maryland? Oh, it was
at
Maryland.
It was in Maryland. Right.
He raced way around.
I ain't got no job hosting no more. I got fired. You hear me? So.
You got fired.
I got fired. Kicked out. Goodbye. See ya. So now I'll be watching. You hear me?
Yeah, you just be watching, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. JB, get your number and text it to me, and I'll send you the video from that race for Maryland, okay?
That'd be fine. Yeah, my number's in the blog when I called in. Like I said, I was just trying to listen in on one of the buddies that
both. Yeah, but we like
show.
Having history like you because, like I said, you know, a lot of guys, man, you know, back in the day, that's where you had to go race at. You know, the tracks, they wouldn't tech your car so you could race.
I'm one of the first along with drag that ever traveled out of state to race somebody on the streets. In the 90s, I was in Memphis trying to race some of Bobby Cole guys on the street. In the 90s, in the early 90s, middle 90s, yeah. And I think
where did that go to Memphis? Down there between the warehouses?
They took me to a spot by an airport, and the police came.
By the warehouses.
Okay, and then we went somewhere to race over an overpass. I was racing Shine from Memphis, the one who's good on the bikes.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a car, though. He was driving a car. I was supposed to race Kenny. Do Kenny still drive for Witt?
I'm not sure. I don't.
Okay,
like I said,
I thought maybe y'all
guys a lot of the guys we raced and did that stuff when you traveled and ran, like, Jersey, that's how I ended up meeting Brooklyn Heavy when we went to Jersey because a lot of people knew him because he owned all them pro stock cars, but they didn't know that he ran in the streets, you know?
Yeah,
and when you went up there with him, man, he looked out
Heavy
for you.
I did a lot of research on Brooklyn Heavy. Yeah, I got a lot of lynch on Brooklyn Heavy that I printed up, all the pictures of his cars and stuff. I collect all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bad dude, man.
You know,
bad dude.
You know, he still got that Camaro, the one that's on that picture that's on the Internet when you look it up. That street car?
One?
Yes, sir. He
what
still
color?
Got that car. Yep, that's it. It was orange.
Dang,
they
yeah.
still got that car.
Yeah. And that dude has some machines, man. He had a lot of cars.
Didn't he?
Dang.
I was a little boy, and I remember they came to Capital Raceway. He had four race cars on the back of those haulers. They were open back then. He brought four
yeah.
race cars to Capital, man. You couldn't get in the place. There were so many people. The fire marshal shut the place down because he was there to run.
Yeah, man. When I found all that information about him, I printed all that literature up and pictures and everything, man. I got a special section and photo album with all this, a lot of his history in it.
Yeah.
You know Earl from Jersey? You know Earl from Jersey, right?
Yeah. I know Earl from Jersey. Yes, I do.
Yeah, now I know him personally.
Do you remember the other guy, Michael? Michael Jackson used to do the all motor cars up there?
No, the only way I know Earl is Earl used to travel and gamble on the NHRA races, which he don't do anymore. The NHRA event, I used to meet Earl at these different events, these NHRA national events, and we used to gamble in the grandstand.
So you used to go there with the Palmer brothers, huh?
Yeah,
Y'all be up there with the Palmer brothers.
Yeah,
yeah,
Billy Palmer, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been around all those
yeah.
guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And
back when you had a good time.
That Wallace guy, Wallace King.
Yeah.
He had the motorcycle. He was real good with the motorcycle. I think Ricky Gatson rode for him, too, before he
got yeah. Yeah, Ricky bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you see, my history goes a long way, man. I've been around a long time, man.
Now, I ain't going to say you old. I'm going to say you experienced. It's a difference. You hear me?
Yeah, okay. I've got a lot of experience. I've been around a long time. I'm not old at all. I'm 50 years old. I'm 50. I'll be 50 in a couple months.
Yeah. I'll be 40. I'll be 49 in a couple. So, you know.
Okay, we're made then, okay?
Yeah, I'm blessed. I am blessed. But that's funny you recognize
yep.
my voice from the events. Ain't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
JB,
your voice,
I can't remember the name, but I know the voice.
I know the voice.
You tell Donye he got on my damn nerves when he came here. That's right. I said it. I said it out loud. God damn it, he got on our nerves. So what you bracket racing?
You know what?
What kind of car you bracket racing?
I just got done building another car for the since maybe 15 years ago or something, a 95 Camaro. I just got done with it. It's in the paint shop. It's ready to go for next year. It's in the paint shop right now. A 95. It's like a super stock car. It's a 95.
Okay.
I got a 10.5 on car on it. It's going to be a real good-looking car, and I'm just going to bracket race. I'm real good at bracket race. I can bracket race real good. Really good.
Well, we having one out here on May 3rd, paying a couple grand to win, so maybe we can get you out here. I'm having a pro mod race.
I'm going to come.
We're
going
to get your number. We're going to work out something to get them here, JB, so we can put them on the spotlight. You hear me?
Yeah. Foot brake races, they pay a lot of money. That's the only way I come down.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to get Donye here. We're going to count his money. So you could. He might have to loan him some once we get him here. You hear me?
Yeah, I know all those guys. Now, his crew guys, Donye's crew guys, they go back to my days. They've been those guys. Keith and Frederick. There's two Keiths, Frederick, and who else is on their crew? The short China Mike. They all were down there when they came down there. All those guys, they used to street race back when I street race. They're a lot older than Donye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all those guys are my buddies, yeah. I talk to them all the time. You know, Keith, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Donye going down when he come back to D.C. I can tell you that now. So you can talk to him until he gets blue in the face.
He going down when he come
down.
Back.
I said D-O-W-N. Capital D-O-W-N. I called him. Look, he told me it was 20 degrees there today. I said,
yes, sir.
20 degrees in Chicago today. And we were 70.
Yeah, it is cold, man. It is cold. Yep.
I ain't think black people like cold that bad. You hear me?
Yeah, it's cold, man.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to call those slouches tomorrow. And be like, man, hey, I talked to one of y'all living legends last night.
Yes, sir.
What you gonna call?
Oh, slouch. Oh, George Williams.
The number one slouch?
Yeah, because, see, he knows a lot about racing out there. Because he told me a story about the dude I'm talking about, that smooth criminal. And, see, he wasn't heavy out there back then. This wasn't like the 90 era. He was back there in like the early 2000s. And I think, like I said, he had a G-body. And he got one now. He called in every week, and he'd tell me, like, JB, I got a four-door G-body. I'm like, damn, where the hell they even find those at? This man said he got a four-door Caprice.
Smooth criminal.
Yeah, see, you got to know him, because he come with Donye, too. And he tells me all day, he's like, yeah, man, I come with Donye. We coming out there. And he calls into the radio show every single weekend. He's a truck driver.
We probably got to know his regular name, JV. We find out his regular name.
All I know is he drives trucks, and everywhere, every weekend, he's somebody that I know I'm going to get to hear from, because he always calls in. And you know what? You can tell he's from Chicago, because he got that accent with him, like, yeah, you know, he got that accent, and he just real smooth with it. And, you know, we was talking about one night yesterday, when you bring that photo over here, we going to have to get a piece of it. And the first thing that came out of his mouth, okay, I'll take the other lane. Just smooth, I mean, and like I said, I don't know his other name, but I know he drives tractor trailer Thursdays. He always call in. It don't matter if it's 9:30, 8 o'clock. I see that number pop up, and I'm like, damn, they go smooth criminal. And I'm going to tell you,
I think that's what you're talking about now. I think you might be talking about D. We call him D. He calls in a lot, and he drives tractor trailer. He used to street race a long time ago. I don't know if he don't street race now. This may be somebody different.
This guy I'm talking about, you might be talking, he don't street race. He's building a car right now.
And he always talking about Donye?
We talking about the same person, because he always talking about Buick.
Did he say he messed with Buicks?
Yeah, he do, because he said that he used to have a Buick. And now he said
I know him.
Why don't you put him in the other lane with Donye, because his ass going down when he crossed that D.C. line. You hear me? When he come down 70 and hit the top side of 270, his ass is done. You hear me?
Hey, look,
we're going to put that video up so you can see it, too, and call back in and say, damn, y'all tore Donye's ass up. You hear me?
Hey, Monster Jones. We got somebody else who can probably school us about the old days, too. He done slipped on here right quiet, but I know it, you know, if you're a bear, you can't hide quietly.
No, sir.
I know you on here. Hey, running back, what's going on?
Not much. Just sitting back listening.
Hey, so running
what's
back,
up,
give me a rundown. I know you know about the old school scene, man. How was it back then in the days when you was grudge racing on the street?
Man, I'm going to tell you, I wrecked so many cars on the street, I decided I wouldn't do it no more.
Goddamn drunk.
Hey, look, I turned one over right in my daddy's driveway, man, and I climbed up the one and ran about 10 foot and looked at the car. The car still sitting there bouncing. So I got on the street, man. My early 20s, I ain't ran in the street, man, since Dinwiddie opened that track in Dinwiddie.
I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I respect all of y'all on here, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a young man, and when my daddy was, you know, back there,
They 360. I don't know if anybody familiar with Virginia like that. 360. They had a straight stretch of asphalt they used to get busy on. And the funniest thing is, back then, the boys used to drink the Seagram's gin. They used to block the. I tell you how they used to block it off. They used to. They had a guy. You know the surveyors. They had a guy go out there and survey the quarter mile, and at the end of it, he took some white paint and lined that thing up. And how they would do it is they'd have a guy in the middle. I remember it very well. Had a guy in the middle with the flashlight. Once that flashlight even flicked, them cars was moving. And see, the thing I respect about y'all, it was no art. Like, I see some street racing now in the videos. It's arguing. It's damn near. They damn near ready to fight. But back when y'all street raced, I have to give y'all respect because it wasn't none of that bullshit. It was, hey, man, I lost this $100. Look, and I'm going to tell you right now, my daddy had a 70 Nova, and one night he lost the race, but they went up the street to a place called Dirty Gertie's, I'll never forget it, and played pool and got his $100 back. that's what people, well, look, you know, that's why I like when Lalo, when you got on here and you said you was from the old school, I respect that. I respect the old school. And look, we got somebody else that's old school, Monster, that just opened his mic. I think they call him Carlos Wells. He ain't that old,
oh,
guy.
My God.
I know he know about the old school a little bit, too.
Hey, I got to tell you something about him. Get on here. Are you on there?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Look, oh, my God. Hey, Carlos, you going to tell on yourself or you want me to do it?
Oh, well.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How about the V? You want to tell on him or you want me to tell on you?
You can tell
him. I don't remember shit. I'm like the police. I don't remember nothing.
You want to tell?
Nah, I'm going to wait on you on this one.
Well, it won't come out then.
Hey, no,
Corey Bond's trying to get in, man. Oh, yeah, but I opened his mic, and then he dropped right off. I opened the mic 803, and it said call drop, and then I opened him up again, and he dropped again.
Oh. Yeah, well, the old fellas, Metro Girls, we just ain't playing a little basketball against the motorcycle guys, man. So we got to try to stay in shape, man, to get ready for the next race season, man.
Yeah, hey, look, hey, Carlos, we got an old school street racer in here tonight from Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Lalo.
Oh, yeah.
Lalo, you got it right, Lalo.
Huh?
Raylo. R-A-Y-L-O. Raylo.
Raylo. Raylo. They,
oh,
Raylo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, he giving us some history on how they used to get it on back in the day. That man said he was going to...
And look, I remember the Chicago Hitman and them dudes like that from back in the day.
Oh. Oh, he probably was part of it. Look, he probably was part of that.
Uh-huh. He might have won. I don't know, but I remember. I mean, I don't want to tell my age, but I remember like the Chicago Hitman and them type dudes, man. Them were some of the original fans of street cars, man.
Chicago Hitman.
I remember doing a couple races on Lakeshore Drive too, man.
on the lakefront, yeah, on the lakefront. That's what my dad used to race that on the lakefront.
Back in the 50s
and the 60s. That's what my dad raced at.
This old hitman from Atlanta. I'm from Chicago, but I'm moving down to Atlanta. Y'all talking about old school. I'm over here smiling like crazy.
You know what it is? Look how excited everybody is to talk about it. Look how excited.
Man.
You know?
Yeah.
Man,
I'm, you know,
man, Marshall go way back, man. Marshall go older than me, though.
I got to put that out
That's
there.
A damn lie. That's a damn Let me tell you what Carlos did one night. One night I ran out on 295, and I was laughing at running back. I got crossed up and went down in the gully and never took my foot off the gas. My cousin cussed me out when I come back up on the road, and I knocked the header, the muffler. We had them old, what was them damn mufflers we had back then, Carlos? We ain't had no money. No, not them, the other one. Remember we brought them, damn, what was them mufflers? Because we really couldn't afford them. We used to go to the junkyard and get them off the cars. Damn, what was them mufflers called? Now this one, Carlos talking about this. Hey, Carlos, you want me to tell him about a certain race on V Street?
You can tell him.
Nope, I ain't going to say no names. I'm going to let you tell the story.
No, go ahead.
You should tell that story.
No, you can tell him.
I don't remember quite as well as you. You know, I'm getting older,
either.
As you say. I got to keep on. Hey, so who's playing basketball with y'all, Carlos?
Me, Wicked Bird, Haddenburg.
Tell Wicked Bird to look at the peace sign and take the shortest one and point back to him and the longest one belongs to him.
Hey, look, come in there, man. Wicked Bird ain't hit a game. I mean, shot in three games, man, since the last time we played in both games. Cubby said, yeah, that's how many races he won, none. I said, man, I don't know what you're talking about with Connor like that, but hey, but guess what? He right. That man ain't hit a shot. Three games, man.
Hey, Carlos, your boy Tripp putting basketball promos of him dunking the goal on the damn page.
Go ahead, man. That boy a fool. He ain't that fool, man. He got in the bowling alley, man. Oh my God, man.
Man, that bitch a fool, man.
That's your people.
It's all about, man.
Hey, that's that damn Metro Grudge. You hear me?
You know what? The same way we're having a good time, next year come, we're going to put this two on, and we're going to go track to track, man, and we're going to have a good time the same way, man. We're going to go track to track, man. We're going to call our tour for next week.
Hey, Running Bell.
Yeah.
You want to go down to South Carolina with us next year, April, man?
In April?
Yeah, we going down. We gonna go down and invade this track down there called Pager.
Let me know when in April. Give me a little heads up and so I can get my stuff together.
Yeah, we going. The boy, see, I got some of the boys that's gonna be in it already called me, and they said they looking for some action. They got a Dodge down there. They got a Dodge.
That is a good run for running back because he said the Dodge was all motor small block, right?
Yeah, Dodge all motor small block on 28.
On 28? Yeah, shit.
Is he going to run me?
Yeah, but see, the way he talking, them boys like to gamble. And that's just how he came on. I said, well, shit, most of our cars nitrous. He said, well, there's a lot of people down here that like to gamble. Well, I said, well, shit, if y'all going to gamble, we'll come down there and take. And look, is this it right here? Let me see. This is 803-242-1963. Is this somebody from South Carolina?
Sure is. It's Papa.
Oh, my man. He opened the wrong goddamn mic. Shit.
I've been holding out, waiting on a certain time. The funny thing is,
the motherfucker had the nerve to call in on the show the day after my wife sitting there eating some goddamn spinach.
That is correct. What's going on, fellas?
Ain't nothing, Papa. We coming out to your area April 26th. And when I say we coming out there, we not coming out there with no 5-6 cars. Had it already.
I already know what you want.
You
bring that goddamn hoe down here, and I will jerk a knot in her ass. If That's a promise.
I already. I knew what you wanted before you even. And when I opened the mic, I said, "This is from South Carolina," and I know it had to be you or Corey because I'd opened three or four mics that 803 number, and I said, "Yeah, this is South Carolina." But I thought the Dwayne. Huh?
I said, we do gamble in South Carolina. We're not scared.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to tell people. We're going to come down there, and we're going to take that gamble. Like, I mean, I talked to my boy Sean today. He coming.
Yeah.
I talked to Jason Gray, Copperhead, and I already, that's one. Tell me, I'm going to tell you right now, DMV coming, and they're not scared to gamble either.
We can have them lined up, small blocks or big blocks on gas. If they want to run on motor, then we got to figure out something else on that. I mean, because we got some guys up here in North Carolina that's willing to try anybody.
God damn, I reckon. Well, shit, I'll tell you like this. We bring in some heavy hitters. And one of them on the damn phone right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't in hibernation either. He a full grown bear.
That's fine.
All right, I like that because, like I told, when I heard, what you got?
We got a small block. I said we got a small block in the crew right here that we're willing to try anybody that sits like him.
Okay, well give me some rundown. Small block, small tire, big tire, what?
Small block on one system. 28s, stock suspension.
Oh, shit. That don't sound that 28
Mustang. Yes, it is. It's a Mustang. And y'all going to his home track. And I will make sure that he is there.
He's small block one system. You done talk right. Because now we got a small block one system on this damn phone right now.
Yes.
Look, let me ask you a question about that small block one system. I know you say they got 28. Is it scared of tire size?
Do it now.
Is he scared of a tire size? Because I'm running 31.
No, we won't be scared of 31s.
Okay.
Tire
size don't matter. We're jerking them 31s. I promise you that.
Okay.
We're going to make y'all go back home. Cause I heard JB say he's going to come down here in the Carolinas and invade. That ain't going to happen in my hometown.
Man, we'll come down there and snap the knot in your ass.
I don't believe
God
that either.
God damn it, I reckon that.
Hey, 5-5.
I'll tell you what.
5-5.
What's that? Go ahead, Carla. Yeah.
Hey, you my man. You my man and all. I love you to death. So when we come down there and grow, what's that, Jefferson, South Carolina?
Yeah, all
that money coming back down this way because we can use it because there's economy and there's cost of living down here. We need to pay these bills. And I guarantee
that
money coming back up this way.
But I'm going to tell you right now before you leave. Yeah.
This is slut on the line.
You want to get it, God dog. We can get that.
This is slut on the line. I'm like a pack of goddamn wild dogs. I don't just invade, I destroy.
I don't do that either.
Everybody was sitting back hoping that slut, you know, that slut, she a wild bitch, so, you know, she can't keep a skirt on most of the time. You know.
That's fine.
I'm this right now.
Well, that's fine,
all
so I'm going to grab one up in her.
Hey, look here. All that wild jumping around and moving around stuff is over with.
That's right.
It's all said and done.
Make sure
all
you got those truck tires tied down real good.
Oh, I got everything. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make Popeye fall in love with a whore.
I agree with that.
I know you like olive oil pussy, but ain't nothing like slut pussy.
Well, we'll have to see you on that then.
I'm coming down your way, I'm going to invade.
I don't believe that.
And me and you, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what we can do. We can go ahead and lock this up right now.
Let's lock it up right now. I usually don't do that over the phone, but we can do it right now. God damn it. See, now look. Corey Barnes, goddamn, they go a goddamn blockbuster. Because I'm telling you, Popeye, like I said,
yeah.
I love you, but I'm going to tell you, this slut got a new set of drawers on. That's what he's trying to tell you. The slut probably got a new set of drawers on. And I'm going to tell you, when she come, she ain't coming no goddamn, you know, Gap or nothing. She come in Victoria's Secret thong action.
That's fine.
Hey, look, no, the slut don't even wear Victoria's Secret. She wear edible panties. I'm going to have Papa. You know, you don't eat no sluts. I'm going to have Papa eating that slut.
All time I'm going to eat right across that finish line in front. I can promise you that.
Like I said, we locked already. That's all. I don't usually do that locking stuff on the line like that. But this time, since you came all the way up the road and we had our difficulties up there, you know what I'm saying? This time we'll be locked.
We're gonna be locked and we're gonna have a time set being stage lanes ready to race.
That's right. I mean, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come straight off the trailer.
God damn it, there we go.
We'll come straight off the trailer.
That might be something we can work out right there.
We can do that right off the trailer. Right off the trailer.
Cause we coming gas on gas too, yes sir. And you ain't never been on that track. I'll take that gamble.
Papa, I'm gonna say this, and don't hold me to it, but I'm gonna promise you, I'm gonna still be on motor. And you can be on gas, but it ain't gonna be a skip. I might be on gas. You never know. But 9 times out of 10, I'm still gonna be on the horse.
All I can say is, have your A game on.
My A game always on. The sled just came from the doctor, had a hysterectomy, so she wide open now. She wide open now, brother. She wide open. I told you, everybody that wanted to run me was hoping and wishing that I cross up or I standing up on the bumper or I couldn't hold it. Or they said, yeah, Dwayne's scared, he gonna wreck it. You know what? At the end of the day, I'm not gonna get hurt in no car. But I took it and got all that stuff fixed. Now I'm ready to rock and roll.
I'm
comfortable enough with the car right off the trailer right now that I will lock the race in, and I don't even do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even do that. Me and you right off the trailer, though. Right off the trailer.
I'll let you know later on as it gets closer on that part. But we will be locked. I will let you know off the trailer later on as it gets closer. But right now,
So we locked off the trailer, or you don't know about that yet?
I'm going to make a shakedown pass. I'm going to tell you that now.
I don't want to make no shakedown because we've been doing it for so long. It ain't no sense. I mean, we've been at this for so long. Ain't no sense of making no shakedown. Let's go gas on gas for what we know. Let's gamble.
We can go
We're
talking about the what?
What track? What track you talking about?
Jefferson Paisland.
It's
a narrow track. I'm gonna tell you. It's a narrow track, but it works. I ain't never had no problem.
Hey, Dwayne,
this
car. Hey, I ran that in before. And the track is narrow, but it's dead
hook. That's what I say. Yeah, I'm not knocking the track. But it is a narrow track.
As long as you go straight, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
That's right. I ain't worried about it. If I can get down Coronia Beach, I can get down there. I'm good. I ain't worried about that. If I can get down Coronia Beach, I can get down there.
And this the king talking. I go straight.
Oh, I go straight, too.
Well, I mean, you know, I want that body. If mine don't go straight, I'll let about it. I'm not scared of a L.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of a L, bro.
Me either.
I'll make a little Popeye donation if it don't go straight. But I'm almost guaranteed she going to go straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, I'm almost guaranteeing it.
All right.
How much shutdown room they get?
Do what?
How much shutdown room they got down there?
Shutdown room, I would say about
you ain't going that fast. You ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, shit. Who is that? Who is that opening up right there? Who is that?
That's King Hader.
Oh, shit.
Y'all better put some parachutes. Y'all better put some parachutes on them cars.
I got parachutes on mine.
And do a weebie. And do a weebie.
I might have to pull my A-bird. I might have to pull mine. I don't know. I might have to pull mine for real. I got stock brakes and everything all the way around my car. I don't need no wheel wood.
Okay. Let's do
I'm
what Weeby do. Weeby pull his at the 3:30.
Hey, sir. Hey, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
You know, Popeye, our man, right?
Right.
Popeye said, man, ain't no goddamn way. We coming down in old mother South Carolina. Taking shit back up this way. That's what he said, man.
He said we ain't taking nothing back with us.
We ain't bringing nothing back up this way.
Come on, Papa, you think Tony Bynum took your money down in dollars? Oh my goodness!
No, Tony Bynum gave me my money.
You making donations?
Yeah, I gave him my money. I can't keep
that
at the time.
Yeah,
y'all
you
know
did.
That.
Yeah, we seen it. You did. You know, I think you spent a little too much time on checking that car out. Well, I thought you was a DEA.
We gotta give him credit. He had it, man, whooped on two wheels. But guess what, though? Tony Bynum and the sled is two different people. That's right. Carlos, they two different people, two different cars. Hey, Carlos, only way we don't come back up that road with some money is if they ain't got none when we get there.
That's right.
You know what? And just for that, Papa, I'm going to bring you one of them big fat cans of spinach so you won't have no excuses.
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to glue it on my car.
No, I'm going to bring you a real can of it. We're going to have a can of it.
I'll glue it on the car.
Huh?
I said, if you bring it, I'll glue it on, you bring it, I'll glue it on the car.
Okay, you got to.
I'm getting you one of the big fat cans. What are you going to put the can on this car like Peanut Butter and jelly? He's going to put a can on the side of the jelly. I'll drill a hole in the freaking truck and pop it. There you go. We're going to sit down and eat something with you. That's fine. I'll cook it up for you.
Okay.
Well, I say you bring the turkey fryer with you when you come.
Oh, wait a minute.
You gonna be cooking some spinach there now. As a matter of fact, I'll bring you some fresh spinach to put in there. You ain't gotta get the cane brain.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it is what it is. You know, we coming out there, we come to race. I ain't going just to race you, but I mean you're number one on the list.
Oh yeah.
So we come to race.
Like okay. Tell him, what his name said on life, you old dick.
That's right. That's right. That motherfucker, she's sitting in the garage right now. She's sitting in the garage right now, pussy wet. Get out.
Oh, my God. Where y'all were?
I told you, Papa. You're a good dude, but I'm telling you, you're gonna be down there with a mouth full of mush.
We're gonna have a good time, man. I wish Corey was on the phone, man. And we're gonna go down there and help this dude out, man, and put on a good show. And we want to really clear something up. And JB, you know, Wickerbird, know, you know, we ain't have an idea that Custom Cheese and Rico and them was putting the show on now.
Piedmont.
And all of us going out, we going out there with the pavement, man. That man ain't paying us near dime. We ain't asking for no money. All we want to do is race. And all our guys from up this way pit together. That's all. All
that's
we want to do is cook out, have a good time, and come back down the road, man. All this animosity and stuff, all the sellers got, man, we trying to get past that. I don't know if Monster's still on the phone, but, you know, all that stuff, man, is just put that stuff behind everybody, man. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to show everybody same like the guy called today from ACCO, and he having a race on June 26th, man. We're going to go down to ACCO June 26th.
Yeah, Petey.
We're going to Petey.
Yeah.
We're going to go down there, and we're going to, same thing. We're going to bring the money back to TLV, man. Hey, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose, man.
Yeah.
Hey, who going to Florida?
I can't go. I got to work. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't make a call. I mean, we want to. Man,
Kenny,
just Kenny's
on
here, man.
Hey, Dwayne, Kenny Beecham's on here. He's going down.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, Kenny,
well,
you on here, Kenny?
We all need to get together because I sure know if I want to take that long.
Is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic's open. Are you going? You're going to Florida still, right?
Oh, yeah, we damn ready. We're ready for Florida.
Oh, okay. Hey,
well,
Kenny, you hear Popeye over there talking that sideways shit?
Yeah, April the 26th, my son's birthday. I'm going to see if I can celebrate it early, and I'm going to bring my small block Mustang down there.
Whoa, you heard that, Popeye?
Hey, Popeye, where that Mustang 128 fat now,
Popeye? What about a birthday present than giving your son that victory down there with the Mustang? You can't give no better birthday present than that. Matter of fact,
there you go.
Provincetown's birthday the day before. We told him to come on down. We're going to give him a birthday cake down there.
Yeah, we give your son a birthday cake, too, with their money, and blow the candles out.
the same way I bought my wife a whole jewelry line with the Hat Boys money.
Yes, we
I got
sure
a whole,
did.
I got a whole jewelry line with the Hat Boys money.
Yeah, sure
hey,
enough did.
Hat Boys fucked up, man. God damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
the next day.
Hey, Papa.
Yeah.
You said that Mustang is 28. You said it's 28 on one system, right?
28 on one system. Stop suspicion.
Well, hey, Kenny Beecham, like I said, we coming. So by then, he done had that car, I'm telling you, that goddamn Mustang going to have a fucking stepping flower hoof hanging out of her ass, man. I'm telling you.
Okay.
How about you sounding real confident, though?
Carlos,
we done already done that twice, and we're getting ready to go to Florida one more time.
One more time.
One more time in Florida. We're going down to Florida. We're going to run Big Sexy, Baldy, and the Camaro I ran last year when my wheelie ball was broken, got beat. We're going down there. We're going to try to take all of Florida's money down there and South Carolina.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Hey, I hope y'all get it. I might try to catch up with you, Kenny, and give you some money, some of my money to put in your pot.
Yeah. Hey, so I got my man Mark coming down there, too. Shit, I know we're going to ride.
Oh, Mark
Hayes coming?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Damn. Man, I wish
y'all
great.
Make me get divorced, man. Cause I told you going so well, and I told my wife I was done for the year, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man,
I gotta make another plane ride or something.
Man,
yeah,
look,
I would, Dwayne
and Weeby. I still ain't. Weeby called me, Dwayne, and wanted to hook up and ride together, and that's fine. We just ain't decided. I gotta get with the boys and see if we're gonna leave Thursday after work or a little bit later Thursday evening. But he told me that y'all was going to probably leave, like, early Thursday morning. I got to work Thursday, so I'm not going to leave. I should go off Friday and Monday.
Right. Man, I'd like to go down there and talk some shit to that goddamn Baldy.
Look, we tried to lock Baldy's ass in today, Styles. Mike Hill, with Stone Cold, tried to lock us in, and... And so I told him that give me the head up clear. We'd lock in right now, but we'll probably end up running him that day. But Baldy called. If we tried to lock Baldy in, he wouldn't lock in. He wouldn't.
What?
He wouldn't run
in his own race? In his own race, he won't lock in?
No.
Man, now that's pathetic. He puts not lock in just on GP, you know, for that one. But hey. Y'all get them. Y'all talk enough. I don't know. I might have to fly down there and just to get them to lock that in.
Yeah, Mark's flying down Friday, so he's coming on down Friday. It's gonna be a, I think it's gonna be a good day and time.
I think it is too. I gotta see if I can get off of work. I ain't gonna worry about what the flight gonna cause. I just wanna be, I just gotta see if I can get off of work because I'm on call for the weekend. You know, I don't know.
Yo,
work,
man, I gotta see if I can get out the house.
Yeah.
Well, we won't race no more this year, man. I don't know, man. We're going to see what happens.
Hey, man, y'all got to – we got to make this like the everybody get together. All the boys go down there and make it the year-end finale. The DMV goes down to attack Florida. You know what I'm saying? One year. It's a race.
You're right, Ken.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we can plan that for next year. Carla just bought him a new truck. I got me a new one, so we can ride now.
Hey,
yeah,
I ain't got no truck right now. I got to get Pete told me down there.
You got to get who told you down there?
He's going to tell me that. I sold my truck a couple of weeks ago. I bought one out of California, but they were supposed to ship it to me last week. I ain't got the bitch in. It ain't coming in until probably the end of next week, right before I got to leave.
Oh, okay.
Mine was like that, too. I told CarMax, keep that truck. I found one right in at a CarMax up in Laurel. I'm Charlie. I'm waiting
hey,
on that mess.
Hey, Carlos.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I might have just opened up another South Carolina number, so maybe we can help Papa out a little bit. 803-230-0425. I'm guessing this is Corey.
It's Corey. Corey, King of the Street. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, you letting us give your boy a lot of shit without you on here, man. But we done already helped you out. Papa and the slut
going
head up through the
eighth. Well, at King of the Street. That's great, man. You know,
and the loser got to eat a can of spinach raw.
Wow.
Hey, man, you know, I look like I already ate a couple cans of spinach twice.
Spinach not bad, man.
Hey, Hey, Corey. Hey, look. Corey, I told you, man. You know, we get the fellas together, man. We got you, man. And we got you.
I know,
we're
man. You know, y'all showing much love, man. I appreciate that. You know, it's kind of taking me by storm with the responses that we're getting. You know, just over you guys. You know, committing to come down and all.
Yeah,
you
know.
Hey, Corey, we got Kenny Beecham on here, too. Well, he coming down with us. What? I mean, he bringing his Mustang on 28 nights, and he's looking for some action. Well, I think he might end up getting one of these Popeye, these Popeye crew members, too. So.
Hey, Corey.
What's up, man?
Corey. What's that, man? Hey. We can make that happen. We can get the APS car on Kenny Beach on them.
APS?
Guys,
what the hell is this? A UPS service? Y'all got a postal service down there or something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'll be a postal service, all right, when they get done with them.
Hey, you know what APS mean when we leave? Hey. Ass probably screwed. That's what it's going to mean when we finish.
Let me say this. All right, hey, JB. All right, Corey new to the grudge racing stuff. So you gonna have to get with him. You gonna have to help him out, man, with some of the guys' names and stuff, man. And then everything get hooked up. We try to have at least 4 or 5 locked in races before we go to Abby.
Well, look,
right,
Corey, we already got one right now. You can go ahead. I don't care if you promote it, but
confirm it.
The slut is going to take on Popeye 8 Mile heads up. I don't care what they're going to do it. I mean, they already done confirmed it. This, I'm telling you, this is going to be a race that people want to see. And, you know, like I said, we bring Kenny Beecham coming too. And, I mean, you know, we're going to check it out. And y'all talking like y'all got a 28-car-1 system. I mean, if it ain't no, you know, super light pro mod or something, we gonna try that too.
Yeah. Well, that's great, man. There'll be a lot of cats that probably come out of the woodwork that you know
that's going to want to do something. Plus, you know, I look at it as if, you know, we got quite some time to try to build up something.
Right, yeah, we got some time. But see, we're scammed now, but we're going to try not to scam. Because when we come through there, by the time we leave, y'all going to have to give us a police escort out of there. Trust me.
Oh, man, I got enough miles. I got the police in my back pocket, man.
Okay, all right, okay. Oh, we're going to lead it to the state line.
Hey, we don't have to worry about nothing. We got Dwayne. Dwayne played pro ball, so we're in good shape. That nigga going to protect the whole left side of the line.
He can't tell. He can't stop them bullets.
Hey, look, I'm more of a attacker. I'm not a protector. I was more of a attacker. You know, I'm a defensive lineman, not an offensive.
We'll never have an environment like you're 100% safe, man.
Oh, I know. We're just letting y'all know, because when we leave, we'll leave them happy. That's for sure. Y'all going to talk. Y'all going to be wish. Y'all going to wish the 26 never came.
Here we are, too. You know, we're going to be celebrating.
celebrating that we're leaving.
I want you guys to come and make your mark down here.
It's already made. That's why ain't nobody... Is already made. That's why ain't nobody saying nothing now. You ain't seen nobody respond from down there but Popeye. That's because he's still over there eating spinach. Take that spinach away from him. Take that spinach away from him. Nothing. You know how Pluto used to be beating him up until he get that spinach? You know it. That's why he cried.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I'm laughing at y'all. Y'all ain't no more comedians.
Hey, look, I got to give you credit, though. I knew something was happening when I posted on there and I seen you. JB, you already know what I'm looking for. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I already knew. I said, and then you told me a couple weeks ago, you was like, JB, next time I see you, goddamn, the damn Popeye is going to be jacked up off nitrous. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, you put some nitrous on it now?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
He got nitrous on the Popeye. So Popeye done went from, you know, the damn, what is that thing? He probably had the little, he ain't smoking that cigar no more. That motherfucker probably got a goddamn nitrous bottle in his mouth now. So.
Nah, he made that cigar into a dipper. That's what he did.
Popeye said he got that synthetic stuff up in his cigarette.
He got them Woodies.
That nigga got sick of weed.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Join the club.
Well, check this out. If the slut and Popeye get me some pictures, I'll jazz it up pretty good, man. I'm going to hype this thing up. You know, as soon as they get me pictures, I may be able to go into your Facebook and, you know, get a picture or two.
Well, look, I got a good picture of the slut. Her draws is dragging Capital Raceway, you know, so I got a good picture of the slut. And Papa, I know he got a pretty good picture of when he left against Bojack, so, you know, you can use those two.
Yeah, I'll take those and, you know, I'll let my creative guy, instead of me doing it, you know, I'll let my creative guy, he'll work that out, you know.
Okay, yeah, like I said, Carlos will tell you, Wicked Bird will tell you too, we got a man coming, all I know is I got to ask, we got a man coming with a motherfucking Toyota that he run on the street. don't backtrack, because it ain't no Toyota, like, this ain't no shit you drive to Walmart. This Toyota coming strapped.
So we got turbos on it?
So, you know, we, and like I said, we come in Toyota, small block, Mustangs, Camaros, shit, we got birds, we got all kinds of shit. It don't matter. You just tell us what you want.
But he forgot about the Man of Steel.
Oh, G-Money?
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all gonna need a damn super hauler to bring all that shit.
Yeah.
Look who we about to open right now. Y'all to tough this motherfucker up. 403-532-4121. I think
think it's the Man of Steel.
That's right. What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
hey, money? Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Y'all talking about some good stuff here right now. Don't forget the Man of Steel, baby. I'm flying.
You heard him say the Man of Steel. I'm telling you, motherfucker. We just told him when you opened that goddamn that trailer up. And look, hey, I'm gonna tell you, Corey. This man got the cleanest setup you ever seen. He put armor all on everything. That nigga got a goddamn oven. He got an oven inside the hollow of microwave. He got an oven in there with armor all on it. So he coming straight down there, and he heavy, and he coming to bust some ass. Straight up.
Hey, JB.
He sound like a couple of brothers that raced with me. They got a 55. They got a 55 and a 59, a 55 Bel Air and a 59 Corvette. They like that.
What's
man.
That name?
Greg Patillo.
Oh, I'm gonna take
oh,
care of him.
Oh yeah, Carlos.
I'm gonna definitely take care of him.
Oh, y'all know him?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm definitely gonna take care of him.
Yeah, them boys, they wipe on their rides. See, they have clean shit. You know, shit be so clean when it comes to the track, like you take a woman out in it, man.
Hey, look, after we finish with Gregory Patillo, we got some Carlos Wells, you know, shirts for sale. You know, make sure he get a shirt. They nice too. They nice. They snug fit for some of y'all South Carolina boys.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Hey, but look, Papa, we ain't got that slut shirt ready yet. I mean, you know, it's getting there.
I'll give him a Popeye shirt when he gets here.
I need one of them anyhow. But you know, the slut don't wear no shirt. She got. I'm gonna bring a bra down there for you.
Okay.
Slutty bra. Oh, dirty, filthy bra. That was the slut bringing.
Okay.
I called the plastic surgeon and see if I could get an upgrade, you know, a makeover, but, you know, for what? She coming at it with no eyes, no glasses, blind, you know, the whole 9 yards.
Wow.
And matter of fact, G-Money got a wild, y'all, we, hey, G-Money, is it going to be all right for the boys to wash the clothes in your RV? But there's going to be a whole lot of sad faces and dirty shirts. I mean, you got to wash and dry the whole 9 yards. I mean, you know. It's going to be an ugly situation.
Hey, G-Money, let me ask something. I saw that picture. Do you still got that Camaro?
Yes, sir. Coming soon to a theater near you. You'll see this year, Lord. Keep at it.
You want to go?
What's that?
Yeah, I'm bringing that out, man.
Why you say it like that?
Yes, sir. I'm bringing everything out, sir.
But you ain't going to go. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still. We still here. Somebody, I think somebody's on speakerphone, so we got a little.
Got like somebody's TV on in the background or something.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
So what you guys got right, coming in the line of in the line of bikes?
Oh,
a whole bunch of bikes. Well, shit, that's good. I'm glad you said something about that, cause shit, we bring a. Hey, not only, see, you done asked for something, so you're going to get it. Not only are we bringing bikes from the metro area, but I got a friend in Richmond, ATP Performance. They said they might just enlighten you with some of their action, too. They got a lot of street bikes. They got shit you can drive the motherfucking, you can drive that bitch to fucking Sonic and get you a Blizzard.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of bikes coming.
I want you to get late.
So what you're telling me, Corey? Y'all got a lot of bikes up there.
Oh yeah, man. It's we have a hefty count of bikes. A hefty count.
Don't you know?
Okay.
And you know, everybody claiming that they that they're the man. You know,
hey, look,
a lot of people
hey,
claim
Corey,
that.
Hey Corey, we went on and straightened something up earlier, and it's good that we did it. Because I mean, you know, people thinking that we come into your race knowing that other people had a race the same day in that area. We already straightened that out. We didn't. We knew nothing about the other race. The reason, look, you called us, and you're not giving us nothing. We coming up there to have fun with the boys from South Carolina, because I got to give y'all credit. Y'all came to us. You know, Papa came down. You know, boys, that's the thing. When people travel to your stuff, it's only,
yeah.
I mean, damn, it's only right for you to come to this. And that's what
that's
we going
right.
to do, man.
We
going to come down there. We're going to have fun. We, you know, we might, you know, we're going to bring the money back. I mean, see, we're going to stop at Golden Corral when we leave that mother. But we're going to bring the money back. We're going to have fun.
Well, I tell the boys out here they better start working overtime and save their chips because y'all coming to get it.
Hey, Corey.
What's up, man?
It's kind of the only thing I ask for, man. I love barbecue, man.
What kind of barbecue? Like, our barbecue or like the chopped stuff?
No, I like your barbecue. Y'all barbecue.
Oh,
I want the old. I don't want no. I want the old, man. Remember.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that, man.
Hey,
we do that.
Hey, listen. Hey, Corey, why are you on here? I know we got some grudge stuff going on, but go ahead and let us know everything you got going on, and other stuff that you got going on that day.
We have a bunch of somebody
we got somebody that's, you know, I can't even hear Corey. We're going, all right, give me something, Corey. What we got?
Five or what? I don't know.
What's that now?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Somebody is, like, just blurting out. I mean, you know, I think they're on speaker, but I know you got some classes you're doing, too.
Oh, yeah, we have a, we always have a, normally we have a street ET and a pro ET class, but depending on the count, a lot of times we'll combine those classes. But like in the past, we've had such a hefty count where we break it down, street ET, pro ET, and bikes. And
he quit, man. Everybody
this year we're going to have a 5 second or 5:30 car class.
Yeah, man, you know that ain't right, man.
And we have the, of course, we had a 4 second door slammers like the 470 class.
Okay.
And
you guys in there?
Yeah. Hey, Running Bell. That's why I knew you were still on here, and I know you got some people that run Index. He got Index.
Yeah, I heard him. Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah. That way, you know, you have a lot of guys with some fast stuff that can run a lot of low numbers, but a lot of guys that they don't even want to try to run low numbers. You know,
what's the purse in the Index classes?
I think it's a 16 car field, the $3,000 to win payout, and if it's a 8 car field, it's a $1,700 to win. And it trickles down. I'm not sure. I posted it online. I'm not sure exactly how it breaks down. You know, like the eighth and the quarters. But
right.
Yeah. It's pretty good, man.
Okay.
Yeah. JV.
Yo.
Make sure you get in contact with me because I'm going.
But the thing
is, man, you guys
gonna have so much fun. I mean. This thing, because I mean we have concerts going on, man, and when you merge like the bike clubs and the car racers and just the spectators and the hillbillies and everybody else, it'd be just like you'll see every walk of life out there, man. And it's just a great event. And I mean, it's been good to us over the past 10 years. You know, I guess that's why we've been able to sustain, man. And people get up for this thing. You know, I have a lot of family that's in you guys area, and they come down here by the carload.
Well, that's, like I said, man, you got a couple, I know you got a couple assassins on here right now. The Man of Steel, we bringing him.
Yes, sir.
Kenny Beecham said he's going to try to make it out there. Running Bear from the Nasty Boys camp, they got a big camp. And like I said, Kenny Beecham from the Horseman camp. Man of Steel, like I said, I talked to Jason Gray, Copperhead, he coming. I mean, it's, what I'm going to tell you right now is I know of at least 10 or more cars coming already, and that's just now. You know, this is, we got to think about it. This December. When May
right.
hit, shit, 10 could be 150. Let's be honest, because there's a lot of cars in the DMV area, and they, you know, it's going to be May in South Carolina. Shit, man. Hey, everybody trying to get out there for a little heat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's spring right there.
See, if you're a spectator, you're guaranteed to get value for your money. If you're a music lover, you're guaranteed to hear something that's sweet to your ears. If you like to eat, you'll find, you know, all types of eats out there. You know, I mean, it's just we have a little something for everybody, man. It's just awesome. I mean, it is. We shut Paisland down whenever we had this event. I mean, we literally shut the town down.
Well, hey, look, let me go ahead and give you something now. Are you gonna allow four-wheelers?
Yes, normally we'll let them do, like, test and tune. We used to have a class for them, but we just don't have a count. No.
All right, because, look, I'm just going to let you know, there's some guys, and y'all not too far from Florida. And I was telling Carlos Wells the same thing. Florida is starting to really be big in four-wheelers. And there's a guy that calls in every week, and he's, you know, it's the wrong show. But I let him, hey, man, anybody can call in this show. It don't matter
right.
if you got a four-wheeler, a car, shit, you run on feet. I mean, we got niggas up here to run your feet if they ain't calling, right? So that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there's guys out there, they want to get the four-wheeler stuff going next year. Cause,
well,
the other day
asked me about four-wheelers. I told him, you know, if you can get the count, you know, so forth, is having them a class, if they can get the count, you know, yeah, I can come. You can call.
Well,
you can
see, the thing is, you don't even need a class. What I'm talking about, they want to just straight up get there and grudge. Like, they don't have to have a class.
Oh, yeah, I have them do that all the time, man. Yeah.
That's all I'm asking, because I know, you know, there's a chance Metro Area might have a four-wheel up there next year. You know, we might have that joint painted up nice. We might, you know, we're going to put Metro Area in the front, and we're going to put South Carolina in the back, because that's where y'all going to be, you know, in the back.
I don't
believe that.
Well, man, I'm just a promoter, and I'm going to promote it. I'm like the Don King in race. I'm going to promote it.
That's all you can be. And the thing is, man, the way you came off to me, and look, if Carlos Wells fuck with you, then I fuck with you. Because one thing about Carlos Wells and all the whole metro area, they treat people right, you know? The thing is, like, and another thing about y'all, Popeye came all the way from his area to our area. So it's only right for us to show the same love and come up there. And we're going to come up there. We're going to have a good goddamn time. And shit, like I said, we bringing the Man of Steel. This nigga got a camp with everything in it. So we mess around. It's going to be a party at the track, party in the camper. We're going to have a good goddamn time, man.
And I'll get you guys that reserve parking that you want or whatever, you know.
Oh, Lord. Hey, we done talk somebody up. Let's see. This is a 630 area code. I don't know where it's from, but 630-956-0018. Your mic is open. Who is this?
Hey, this is Raylo again. You know what? My phone that went dead. I just want to let you guys know that I didn't hang up on you. I had to get my phone back juiced up. But I was calling on three-way with another one of my buddies from Chicago.
Oh, no. Hey, I knew I had seen that you had got back on a while ago, but we on here, man. I don't know. Do you ever travel to South Carolina?
I'm going to tell you, last time I've been to South Carolina, I came to an IHI national event in Darlington. Man, this happened in 1988.
God.
Man.
That 1988.
Was the winner
national.
Yep. Yeah, that happened. Hey, look, JB. Say anything Monster said earlier. See, me and Monster and Ray Lowe and all of us, man, we can talk for hours and hours, man, about the old school, man.
Yeah, man,
that's
okay.
My kind of action. 1988, winning nationals in Darlington. You cannot beat those times, man.
Oh, yeah, they said.
Yeah,
good.
Man.
49
to win. That's when I was really humbugging on the street, man. But I came down there with some buddies of mine. We bought a car down there to the nationals down there. And that's when Roy Hill was driving for a brother from Chicago by the name of Joe Penny in a pro stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was there.
I remember that.
And I seen a lot of brothers down there with a lot of nice cars, man. I was fascinated, man. I was fascinated.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Wow, yeah, that was
good, man. I was just checking back in, man. Let y'all know I ain't hang up, man. I really enjoyed coming in.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is get you to vent on down to South Carolina in April on the 26th, you know, for a king of the street.
I don't really get the grudge no more. You know what I'm going to be doing all summer long? I'm going to be in the ET Summit Series at my home track, so it'll be hard for me to move around. I know y'all familiar with that.
What's your home track?
Joliet, 66.
Oh, 66?
Yeah.
I thought Gunner Pinkston was trying to do something out there in the Midwest, man. Y'all ain't, well, Styles, you still on the
he
phone?
He did. He came down here. He interviewed me at a car show. Last year, it's on YouTube at the Chicago Car Show.
Uh-huh.
He interviewed me last year at a car show here. He had came down. He was telling me he was going to be messing around here, you know, but I haven't heard from him in a little while.
But did JB, you talked to Don Yane lately?
Hey, well, me and Monster going to call him tomorrow. And like he said, Raylo comes down with We probably met him, Carlos, because he said he comes down with Donye sometime.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't come down with Donye.
Oh, okay. Oh, when you I, didn't.
No.
I thought you said you were
no,
there
I
when
down.
Mm-hmm. So you
but
didn't come
down
with Donye. Donye
coming down in May, right? Donye coming down in May, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
don't
you take
the
trip with
Donye
when he come up, man?
He coming up in May.
I think he's coming in May for Monster, I think.
You know what I'll do? If I'm not, my plans is to run ET Summit Series. You have to be at all your points races to get points. You have to be there. I'm trying to make Team 66 and go to the ET Finals.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If anybody that follows the bracket race, you would know what I'm talking about. If I have a clear weekend that weekend, and I know they're coming, I'll come with them because they're very good friends of mine. Very good friends.
Okay.
Hey, man, Ray Lowe pulling y'all leg, man. He like Clark Kent in the daytime and Superman at night.
Man, why you going to do this like that, man?
Hey, man, who is that?
Go ahead. Tell him who you is.
This big pun, man. He run the ET Summit. That's his day job, man. He got a little old Camaro. He's gonna be driving that night. That's a Superman job.
Oh, so y'all still getting it in the street?
Well, this not a street car. This a garage car I'm putting together. You know, as long as I don't interfere with his ET. Racing, you know, I'm going to have to try to cut a light on some of these boys around here with these tennis tire cars.
Oh, shit. Hey, Carlos, he's starting to talk our language now.
Yeah, he's talking your language.
Yeah. He was just talking.
So who am I talking with right now? I guess this is 630. Who am I talking with?
Yeah, this big pun. I'm like a second generation
well, third generation street racer, you know, from the, you know, the late 90s and the early 2000s. You know, I grew up watching Ray Lowe and hearing about Ray Lowe on the street. And as time progressed, you know, and we made it all the way to now, now we ended up hooking up, you know. So sooner than later, we'll be out with a little car, you know, late 2014, you know, to do a little grudge race.
Wow, that's cool, man.
But in the late in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, we had a notorious crew down here in Chicago. You know, we used to do a lot of street racing. That's when it was, you know, it was good. In Raylo era, right before me, it was really good. And you know, right on back into the 80s, you know, that's when it was really getting down. So, you know, some of the stuff we did can't even really amount to some of the racing that we did in the 80s, you know.
That's what's up, man. I'm like I told Monster and them, they got me by some years, man. But the thing I was telling them back when I was a child, man, my dad, you know, he used to hustle pool and grudge race, and he had a guy one night, I'll never forget it, a surveyor, go out there, and he had his little, you know, the little thing, and he surveyed quarter. Yeah, he surveyed the quarter. And then he pulled out the paint, and damn it, I'm telling you, my dad had a 70 Nova, and the dude beside him had one of them big-ass Skylarks. I told my dad it looked like a spaceship, but I'm gonna be honest with you. When somebody can say you beat somebody by boxcar, my dad knocked the tire off, and that damn Skylark looked like it was floating like one of them boats when the motor just cut off. That bitch just float on the water. She just glides. I said, damn. So not only, you know, he got the money. They changed the money over hand. And my dad said, look, you got my 100. Let me get it back in pool. Went to the pool spot and gambled for the next 3 or 4 hours. That's when, you know, I can honestly say what I learned when I was a kid. Y'all grudge racing had fun. That was grudge racing where people could have fun and they want no shit with it. And that's what, you know, I just wish, you want to know what I wish? More than any DVD I could get right now, Grudge Racing, if any of y'all got any footage from back then, I'll pay you for it.
I got access to stuff, you know, we did a lot of racing. I got a buddy, I would have to get him on. He got VHS tapes, so when I go over to the garage, he fast forward with this and fast forward with that. You know, he got VHS stuff, you know, from, I want to say 2001, 2002, you know. And I know the era you're talking about was before that, but, you know, that's kind of like far as I could go back. But,
well, 2000, I ain't going to lie, 2000, that's, people got to think, that's 13 years ago. But still, that back when, yeah. I'm going to be honest, when 2000 was here, that's back. Let's be honest. That's back when if you said, man, I got an 1160 street car, you were fast.
Yeah, that shit was fast.
Hey, I'm gonna let you in on something. In 2001, we had a stock suspension G body, big block, conventional head, single carburetor, no roll cage, and running an 8.
God,
in Chicago.
Damn. God damn.
It's a fast, you know, people in Chicago have been going fast a long time ago. We just really started to get the exposure, you know, thanks to guys like Donye, you know, come out, Donye, Leroy, you know, getting around a lot of races and, you know, gonna fix, you know, putting them out there, you know, people really starting to see, you know, and hear about Chicago, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. The one thing, like I said, man, I told Raylo earlier, everybody I met from out that area, I mean, I met, you know, George Williams, I met Gunnett. You know, I talked to Brian Davis every once in a while. You know, I talked to him, but, man, the thing is out there, stock suspension racing is crazy out there. I got to give y'all credit. Y'all got stock suspension racing. Like, I was looking at a DVD. I guarantee you, y'all started at 8. And the racing didn't stop till about 3 or 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, look, when y'all get that Camaro ready, I got y'all number. Y'all call me and Carlos. We won't, hey, either we come out there or y'all come out here. We like to have fun, man.
Oh, yeah, we both, you know, me and Raylo, you know, we working guys, you know, so, you know, if the Lord bless us and we get a chance to move around with the cop, then we'll do so. You know, we ain't trying to set the world on fire, just trying to do, you know, go out and have a little fun around the Midwest. You know, they got a lot of tennis tie stuff going on between Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So, you know, we just trying to get our feet wet.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I think Donnie ain't having a race next year. I don't know if it's Dale or is it Memphis. He talks to us about it. I know we said we was going to one of them. Donnie had been down here about 3 or 4 times, so it was only fair for us to go out that way or wherever he having his race at. So we need to, JB, y'all going to talk to him tomorrow, you know, Marcy. When y'all find out, just let us know, man. We can try to make plans and try to make it out that way if we have to, you know.
Yeah, hey. And look,
you know, Mark Jones, he said he was willing to go with the assassin over, and you know, I'm pretty sure a couple other guys, you know, it ain't hard to get the Man of Steel and you know, the Hatton boys, you know, a lot of us will go out there, man, if we have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look,
y'all got a good guy, Raylo, though. You know, he got a lot of history in him, man. He got a lot of history in him.
Yeah, I can tell, man. When y'all come out here and say, I'm gonna be honest with you. When y'all said in 2000, y'all had a G body with a conventional head in it with no cage going eight. Shit! Oh yeah, y'all was riding like people riding now.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
G-Money. Yes, sir. Hey, you tell me, if you saw a G-body with full interior, with no cage, running eight, you got to give him respect.
Yeah, definitely. That's respect, baby.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know, a 10-inch wheel, you know, 12 bolt, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing fancy, you know, CMEs and Morosos, but, you know, we wasn't the only car. It was a host of Malibus around Chicago. You know, big blocks, man, you know, a lot of small block G-body cars back in the day. I'm talking 2000, 2001, you know, stock suspension, 1000 zone, 6-point cage, small blocks and big blocks, you know, can run, you know, run down in them numbers, you know. That's the street racing was, plentiful, you know, it kind of died off. You know, it kind of died off, you know, for the race cars, but they do a lot of street racing, you know, with the newer stuff, with, you know, the LS cars and the Mustangs, you know, that scene's still big in Chicago, but, you know, you don't hear too much about the fast, super fast cars racing on the street because a lot of guys now, you know, like myself, like Raylo, a lot of guys drive for a living, so we can't really get out there on the street and take that chance when we have to feed our family, you know, so. That's why the grunge scene is so popular in the Midwest at the track, because I say probably 70% of the guys that you see, you know, from the Midwest, they probably got some type of transportation job, you know.
Exactly what happened. Yep. Lenny was talking about that when he interviewed me down in Chicago.
Yeah, I definitely hear what y'all are talking about, man. And look, like I said, man, anytime, look, this radio show isn't open just for people from the area. We done had people call in from Florida, Chicago, Detroit. We had a guy, I'm going to tell you what's funny. I had a guy, and he's part of the page now. His name is Todd Machuka or something. He called in from Canada thinking, okay, hey, man, is this the radio show for the car show enthusiasts? I was like, nah, but you can stay on here. That man stayed on there 2 hours listening and sent me a message on Facebook. Man, I had some of the most fun listening to y'all talk shit. I said, man, hey, anytime, man. So that's what I'm saying. If y'all want to call in and give us anything about the old days, or y'all want to, you know, find out what's going on down here, you can call in.
Where you from? Who was that was just talking?
Oh, this JB, man. I'm from VA, man, but I rock with I basically help support I push out the DMV, man. I'm from the DMV area, and you know we getting out there, man. We traveling, we going different places, and you know the thing that we're doing, we're traveling to places, and people coming to us. That's how we do. It's like, say if y'all have a race, y'all like, hey, JB, we need y'all out of Chicago. If y'all give us a couple months, shit, we'll make it right. And then we just look for, like, say if we have something out here, y'all come out here. That's how we do things around here, man.
So, building that family camaraderie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how, see, that's what people, one thing about this radio show, one thing I want people to understand is that if you come on here, like, I'm going to be honest, Corey Barnes, I just met this guy two days ago on the phone or through messaging. He said, look, I want you to come out to my show. We going. We taking the DMV with us. You know, we going out there to support him, and then when we do that for him, he going to do the same thing for us. That's just,
that's right.
Like you said, that's that family. That's that family camaraderie, man. That's all we ask for. I never asked him for 1 cent, and I ain't. Because we're going to go out there, we're going to have fun, we're going to bring that money home, and we're going to have some fun doing it.
That's right. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's all,
hey,
it's all in the... Yo.
Hey, JB, you know me, man. I don't do it for the money. I'm just doing it to go and let people recognize how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I love the race. I ain't looking for no money, and I'm going to get in your ass.
Hey, look, Reynolds, you want to know why you respect this man that's talking right now? This man got a full interior, all steel Chevy 2.
Is that the Man of Steel? Is that who that is?
The one
man
and only.
Man of Steel. Man of Steel. I never heard of, but I kind of like been listening. The Man of Steel, okay.
And also, the Man of Steel got an all-metal Camaro. That's how he rolls.
Just like the Nova. Just like the Nova.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, and look, the one thing, I got to give him credit. We was at Maryland the other week, and I don't think people paid any attention. We was at Maryland, and this guy was trying to get a race. And he was always, man, I want the break. Nobody would give him the break. You know, the race never took place, but here goes G-Money. I'll give you the break. When we going? We going right now? That's the type of people. He won't scare. Fuck it. I'll give him the break. What are we going to do? Where? Right now? Man, and you know it. I think it scared that person. Because after he told him, man, you'll give me the break? He was like, shit, I can't run you then. That's how people, that's the thing. See, when you call somebody bluff and they know you're not joking, shit, that man looked at him like, you really going to give me the break? I'm going nice to you. And see, that's what I'm talking about.
JB.
Yo.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, my phone, my battery's about to go dead. So, I talk to y'all fellas a little later on, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, man, we had a good time tonight, man. We had the thing what we did tonight. We brought back the memories of the old days and mixed it with the new days, with the what's going on now. And man, look, I got Raylo's number and I got your buddy's number. I'm gonna call y'all and I'm gonna be serious. I'm gonna call and text you because I want that footage, man. Because the thing is, when I put, you know, when people see that, they gonna be like, damn, yo, that's back in 2000. That's what they. People got to understand, some people did what it took to get us here. And that's what y'all are. Y'all are the people that got us to this point. And y'all are the people that don't, when people look at the grudge area now, they just say, oh, man, Tony Barnes, this, that. But I like, don't get me wrong, those are the people you hear now, but there were always people that got us here to the point we're here. And when you said you had an 8-second G-body in the 2000s, Shit, man, you got a damn. If you brought that car back out right now, you'd still make money.
Yes, sir. Right.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can call me anytime, man. Y'all can call me up on anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And look, any Thursday y'all want to hit this show up, you can. Look, I don't care if you want to call. If any of your friends want to call, man, we always open, man. Look, it's getting cold. We're not doing a lot of racing right now. We talking more shit than racing, but it's always fun, man.
Yeah. I call back next Thursday. That's what I do.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Look, Hey, look, y'all just like me. Y'all said y'all got a regular job and everything. I'm a teacher, man. So, you know, my salary tighter than an ankle brace on a sumo wrestler. So I'm gonna tell you, my pension is tight. So, you know, hey, I know how y'all feel about money and stuff. So, whenever y'all want to call in, man, y'all just like I said, call in, man. I don't turn anybody away. Anybody can get their mic open. That's how I feel.
Right. For this big call with the 630 number, man, I'm definitely going to be back on with y'all next Thursday, man, definitely.
All right, well, shoot, but guess what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call him, or I'm going to text him tomorrow. We're going to get Chicago's finest on here next week, and we're going to talk with him, and we're going to see what he got going on next year, because one thing about it, he, like Carlos said, Donye came out here a couple times. That's respect.
Right.
So all we can do is show it back. When he had his, we're going to try to travel. We're going to have fun. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to text him or hit him up on the page. And look, also, if y'all boys got Facebook, we do have a page.
Okay.
Have a page, DMV Grudge Racing. DMV Grudge Racing.
Okay. I got a Facebook that I hardly ever go on, but I go on about some drag racing.
All
well,
right, well,
you'll be on it then, because page is, like, very busy.
Oh, yeah, that page. Yeah, I ain't going to lie.
Hey,
look,
somebody got to add him, right?
Huh?
They got to add him, don't they?
Yeah, once I see it, I'm going to add you. Just I got your number, though. Once you text me or we text and you go to request, I'm gonna add you because I'm there. You like a living legend to the grudge ring, so I'm gonna add you.
Yes, I am one of them. Like when you text Donye and tell him you talk to me, ain't gonna be no coughing ifs, ands, and buts about it. Yeah, you talk to a good guy when you talk to Raylo. That's the way I am around Chicago with anybody.
That's what's up. Oh well, shoot. Like I said, any Thursday you want to call this show. You got, hey, your mic is open once I see it, man. I show, one thing about me, I'm not trying to make money in this thing. I'm not trying to make a name. I like the fun, man. Grudge racing period is fun. I'm going to tell you, it's some fun. I'm going to tell you right now, some of the most fun I'd have had, we'd have been places and we might have lost some money. But it was fun losing because the thing is, you were like, damn, man, if we just would have did this or we just, it's fun, man. It comes to a point. It's no fighting. You look at it, you're like, shit, I lost some money. But, you know, I had fun doing it. And, shit, try it again next time.
That's right.
But yeah, hey, guys, I think I got a minute and 20 seconds left. So I think I'm going to go ahead and shut her down, you know, for Blog Talk, be on there talking in Chinese and stuff. So, but
okay.
Yeah. But look, y'all, like I said, DMV Grudge Racing, whenever y'all send a request, Donye's
on
the page. Yeah, Donye's on the page. So once y'all send me a request, it's going to come to my tablet, and I'm going to hook y'all up. And we going to get that footage. We're going to get that 2,000 footage because when I get it, I'm telling you, that's going to be my shit to get me over this winter because I need some grudge racing. I'm like a damn junkie right now. I need something.
Right.
Yeah, I feel so bad. I'm about to go camp out in G Money trailer tonight and sleep in that damn Chevy too.
Come on with it. Hey, that Chevy too getting a facelift right now.
Oh shit, she getting that wig smoke.
Yes, she is.
Oh no, God damn.
Hey, G Money.
Yeah, let me.
G Money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yo, what up? This is Magic Man.
Hey, what up, Weeby Cooper?
What up, what up? You coming with us to Florida Thursday? Going down there and handle some business?
Dude, look, I listen to them guys kept talking about it. I'm thinking about jumping on that plane, too. I ain't going to lie.
Well, I got to travel by car and trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And what race is that? Big low race? Or? No,
that's
Baldy's race.
That's the Baldy's race.
Baldy's race. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that instead of driving the whole army down there. If I'm not going to race, I might as well just jump on a plane. But I'm bad as Carlos. I got to see if I can get out of the house, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, she let me race all summer. And now this winter time, I got to stay low. But I swear.
I'm on lockdown. What you told me, happy wife, happy life.
That's it.
Yeah, look, I just got married in January. And my wife from Brazil, she going to goddamn hang a Brazilian flag in my ass. I keep fucking with y'all boys.
I'm going to salute you, too, son.
Huh?
I'm going to salute you when I see that flag hanging.
Yeah,
I
don't want to
get
my
ass.
Got
your ass.
She already know about April 26th already going to Pageland, so I got to take my lick slowly. I got to. She asked this week, what we going to do? I said, baby, we're going to see a movie. I ain't talking about drag racing this weekend.
No, I know that, right.
You come to pay them. Bring your wife with you, man.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna bring her with me. Y'all just you know, I'm gonna bring her with me. She talk a little shit too, so I'm gonna have to keep her in the car a little bit because she talk a lot of shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm gonna
do, man.
Mine coming with me when I go to South Carolina.
I hear that. So yeah,
you
like
want
to
take your house.
They giving me 30 more seconds, so like I said, I'm about to go ahead and shut her down. But look, all y'all from Chicago, y'all more than welcome. Get on here anytime. Like I said, I see any of y'all, y'all going to be the first I open, man.
All right, show.
All right, boys, y'all take it easy. Don't party too hard. All right,
Jimmy, thanks for having my phone, man.
All right, you're
Jimmy.
Welcome, man. All right.
Peace.
Take care, guys.
All right, later.